wouldn't do that.
This is Cat 4 Mike. Return it back to you there, Gary. Cat 4 do us. This is Cat 4 Mike.
If you decide you want some more information on that, you can get me on the radio if it's tonight, if it's tomorrow, whatever, or later. You can give me a call or send me a text message or shoot me an email. If you need my information, let me know and I'll give it to you.
I've got your information. We'll be in contact with you one way or the other. Scott, for my...
Thanks for asking there, young man. It's KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter swamp net. Let's see if we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet before we finish out the reading of the swamp net book. Call KI4DOS. DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter swamp net continuing. Now, the next item up on the swamp net book is for sale or trade. He has a Yaesu FT991A. He would like $800 for it, or he would trade it for some 2-meter stuff with some boot. For a 2-meter or some boot, or with the boot, you know, with a little extra money. So it's for sale for $800, or he would trade it for a 2-meter with some boot. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's an LDG AT1000 Pro 2. That's an automatic antenna tuner. He would like $300 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Map is for sale. Fella has three ARRL handbooks. These are the complete study books, ARRL handbooks. I can't even say the word tonight. He has a 1961, a 1966, and a 1971 handbook. They're all in great shape, he said, and he would like $60 for all of them. Does anyone need any fields? Next item I got up on the swap net book tonight, folks, is for sale. Fella has three FMB 41HT batteries. He said he bought these extra batteries for a Yaesu FT50 transceiver, but he said he doesn't have the radio anymore, and he would like to somebody to get these batteries and use them if they can. Does anyone need any fields? Well, folks, that's going to conclude the reading of the SwapNet book tonight. Appreciate all of you fine folks that stayed around and listened to the reading of the SwapNet book. I do have an EchoLink station up now. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, this is KZ4PG, Kilo Zulu 4, Papa Golf, Kevin from 96. Just call and check in.
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to KZ4PG, Mr. Kevin, down there in 96. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Kevin. Hope you are doing well and staying warm there, young man. I thought I saw you up on there at the start of the net, and then you dropped off, but I'm glad you came back so I could get you in my log tonight. I appreciate you being with us, and hope you are staying well and staying warm. We have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, KI4MI, I'd like to add an item to your swap net.
I grabbed my other book here. I put it up. I forgot you said you wanted to put it on here. So we got the MRA Fred. Okay, Fred, tell us a little bit about that radio you got.
The Yaesu FT1802 Mobile, 1802. It's a 2-meter only. It's been very well used. It's old, but it still works just fine. I will take, let's say, $75, $80 for it.
Yaesu FT1802, that's a 2-meter monobander. It's got a little age on it. And you would like $75 to $80 for it. How can the folks get in touch with you, Fred?
My contact number is 910 391-2591. Copy.
391-2591, correct?
Yes, sir, that's correct.
Down. We'll run this for a few weeks. When you sell this radio, let me know if you don't mind, and that way I can take it off the book, keep my book straight. Anyone need any fills on this Yaesu FT-1802 that Fred just listed? And now, Fred, we'll run this for a few weeks when you sell this transceiver. If you don't mind, let me know, that way I can get my book straight. Let's see here. We have any other check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Have anyone sign up for RAGCHU, or nobody indicated they would be here for RAGCHU. So we'll call one more time for any other check-ins all the way through the alphabet, or if there's anyone that would like to make a comment, call KI4DOS.
Skill 4 NNH.
Yes, sir, Mr. Fred, go ahead.
Recheck me and Dad here, KI4MRA. We'll both rag you with you. You might want to start with me first, though.
Good to you there, young man.
Been around a lot, been flown up to New York and mostly like the Rochester area up there lately, and worked on a machine that's been supposed to be going to Portland, Maine. That machine's actually in good condition right now, and they're going to be back home for a little while until next week, where I go out to California.
I get some traveling done. Fred, I used to run, I used to drive a truck many years ago, but my main run was from here to Portland, Oregon, and I enjoyed that. This, except in the wintertime, I've heard some folks talking about fueling trucks when it was like 5 degrees outside. They had never fueled a truck in cold weather till they get up there, like out in Wyoming or someplace like that, and the wind's blowing and it's 30 below.
That's pretty bad. Yeah, it's it was up snowing up there, at least mountains of snow, like left, right, front, back, and crazy. It was absolutely crazy, especially with me being right off the lake. But anytime they sent me to, like, in the Buffalo area, it was even worse out there, because they're, you know, they're like right on Lake Erie and Lake Ontario. They got it even worse than Rochester did. But yeah, I've been up there lately, and they got me going to a trade show starting next week, and I'm hoping it goes well. I might make a few contacts out there, because I got probably going to be my handheld with me.
Absolutely great. I've been in the Buffalo area. Been in the Rochester area up there too. A lot of people don't like, you know, truck drivers don't like East Coast, but hard to get people to go up New York City and out on the island and that sort of places. But you get out of the city. New York's really a nice place. I hadn't spent much time in Buffalo or Rochester area, either one. But luckily, I went up there in the summertime, and didn't have the lake effect snows. Buffalo gets feet and feet of lake effect snows off the Great Lakes up there, and I don't believe I'd like that.
Yeah, fun, to be honest with you. Last time I was up there was about it was like the week before Christmas. And I had a heck of a time even getting out on the airplanes, because it was they had to de-ice the plane like three different times in order for us to get on out of there. It was still snowing pretty bad out there, but I'm glad to be away from all that snow off the lake.
Back in this area for a little bit, I'm sure you're enjoying visiting with your dad and while you're here, but you be safe on your travels. I'm thinking the way California is, it's liable to slide off into the ocean one of these days.
Slide off into the oceans, California. Look, he's coming here to cover my Kenwood and just like took over my whole shack. I mean, you know how it is, Gary. Kids, you gotta love them.
My oldest son is a ham, Anthony. He lives up in Charlotte, and he came down for Thanksgiving, and I got a, it's new to me, it's an old radio, it's a Yaesu FT-990. It doesn't have any menus on it, everything's done from the front of it. And, you know, I really like it. And he came in here and sat down, and he said, Dad, do I have to use your manual antenna tuner? And I said, no, it's got a built-in antenna tuner. He sat down and started playing with it, and he said, you know, I like this better than my 2000.
Gary, you know I'm a Yaesu man. So, you know, me using the Kenwood right now is just beyond my blood. But, yeah, I know what he's saying.
Well, yeah, I think everybody makes good radios, yeah, that we can get out here and talk on. My father-in-law, oh, this is back in, I'm gonna date myself. This is back in 1970. My father-in-law was a ham. He tried to get me to get my ham license then, and I waited till 2004 to get them. But anyway, he had all this old equipment and, you know, a lot of military stuff, and he had some homebrew stuff. And he would call me RF-403 mobile transceiver. It was 2 meter. It was a great big old thing. And he would get in there and try to peek it up, and he'd call me and say, could you come realign my radio? And I told him, I said, Daddy, if you don't keep your fingers out of that radio, I'm going to break them.
My uncle is actually the one that got me into ham radio. He's now Sonic Key. He died about a year and a half, 2 years ago. But, he had a 430, 440 Kenwood radio, and it had tubes in it. He had an amp that had two in it. And, man, you talk about... man, it's just an experience, you know. You talk into it and you hear yourself in the tubes, and it's just crazy.
Well, yeah, things have changed. We've got a lot of nice transceivers and stuff out now. They've come a long way with technology, with the new stuff we got now, and they've shrunk it down, and they ain't not boat anchors anymore. They don't. Yeah, transceiver don't weigh 100 pounds anymore. I've got a Hammerlin HQ-170 over here that I love. It's an old tube-type transceiver, and it sounds great. It still works. I keep it running and get on there every once in a while and play with it a little bit, but I don't know. I can't work on the surface mount stuff for it.
Transmission there, but yeah, it's nothing like a tube radio, buddy. I don't know what happened to my radio here, but it started driving me itself nuts. You know how stuff goes, so yeah.
Hey, no doubt about it there, young man. But anyway, everything's going good over this way, and I'm glad you and the other Fred are having such a good visit. I hear him cackling back there in the background. He's laughing at us old men, ain't he?
I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry for tying at the rip here, but yeah, you know how it goes, brother. Yeah, we're having a good time in the shack here, and right now I'm on the STA on the FT-991A, and he's just cackling in the background, man. He can't believe what we're doing.
That's amazing. You know, like I said, the hobby has come a long way since like I said, I didn't become a ham until 2004, but I was associated with it back in the 60s and 70s, and my father-in-law was a ham. Well, I'll tell you this, Fred, when I got my extra class, I went over to my father-in-law's. He started, there was 5 classes of ham radio operators. Started off with novice, and then they went to technician, and then general, and then advanced, and then extra. And Daddy went through all of those. He went through each one, and Had to do the Morse code and everything. And when I got my extra, I went over to his house, and he was sitting in his recliner. And I said, "Dad, I got something to tell you." And he crossed his arms and looked up at me, and he said, "What is it?" And I said, "I got my extra class today." And he looked at me, and he said, "Well, you're finally one of us."
I'm sorry, Gary. I got to laugh, yeah. My uncle, that is Sonic, he got me involved in AM radio. He was in advanced class, and yeah, he got me involved, and I've just taken it. Now I'm a general. Plan to get my advance or my extra here next year, maybe year and a half. So, yeah, we'll see how that goes.
Yes, it's a wonderful hobby, and you meet a lot of wonderful people, and you know, like I said, we're pretty much a family, and you know, when somebody gets sick or that sort of thing, we don't always know about it, and we don't hear them for a while, we wonder. Like you asking about Walt a while ago, Walt's doing, to my knowledge, he's doing real well. He has been back in the hospital a couple of times since he had his major surgery and all of that stuff that he's had to have done. But as far as the man goes, he is doing great. When the doctors told him that he would never be able to speak again, and now he's checking in on the radio, that says a lot right there in itself.
I agree with you, Gary. That's the spirit of a ham. You got to talk on the radio, and, you know, agreeance that Walt has come back. I remember when he could barely talk, and now he's checking in every night. Yeah, man, that's awesome. And I greatly appreciate that.
Gas in the Blue Ridge 2 meter net with KI4MRA, Mr. Fred over there in StarTech. But you know, well, that's a good thing. You know, we need to call and check on one another every once in a while. I will tell you this, Fred. I was on the South Carolina single sideband net tonight, and a guy checked in from Myrtle Beach, and he said they had 6 inches of snow on the sand out there on Myrtle Beach. And it was like 25 degrees, and I said, "Man, that's cold for the beach."
Gary, yeah, my wife's aunt actually lives on Myrtle Beach, and she checked in, and she was talking to us. She had like seven and a half, I think it was, and yeah, she's right on the beach, so that's a rare event out there. Copy.
Well, you know, they hadn't had any down there in about 7 years.
Bad act out there.
Tonight, Fred, or the other Fred, either one. Let me see if we got, I'll check and see if we got any more check-ins here in a minute, but what else y'all got for us tonight?
We're just working on a DX Commander clone, and we're going to get that up and running here next week. And we may reach out to you on text or radio for some advice. Copy?
Fred, y'all take care over there. Enjoy each other's company, because the younger Fred will be traveling again. And since you're not having to go to Germany and other places like that to pack them airplanes anymore, you take care and stay warm and stay dry as you can. And we'll talk at you a little bit later. Enjoy it there, young man. We have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Ask Clarence there, Gary, I started transmitting IHS, so I drove my 2 meter rig nuts.
Hey, y'all take care over there, and go over there and play on HF for a little bit. Or, well, you can stay on 2 meters and play a little bit if you want to.
But, I guess I got my antennas too close together for my, what do you call this thing? Anyway, got my HF antenna, my 2 meter close together, and when I start transmitting all HF, it just dropped my 2 meter net.
Goodness. Yeah, well, it's liable to do that, no doubt. But I don't know. I've got mine pretty close together, too. But I don't talk on but one radio at a time, Fred.
I know, I'm talking on about 3 right now, so we'll return it back to you. KF4DS is KF4MA. Have a good one, man. Send me 3s. We'll be clear on your file.
Good go do some FD8 or whatever it is y'all doing, and enjoy yourselves and have a wonderful evening, and we'll talk to you later. And we'll do it again someday soon, I hope. 7-3. Gravitational check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Anyone else for comments? Is there anyone else that would like to make a comment? Call KI4DOS. Wrap it up for this evening. Appreciate all you fine folks out there in Radio Land that checked in with me. Y'all come back again tomorrow night. Mr. Matt, WG4MC, will be calling to the best of my knowledge. And I'll submit my net report, and then we'll close her out. Somebody come in there while my net report was transmitting, and you double with it just a little bit. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's Freddie Gang Camp for my... Buddy, I just want to say thanks for all the help you've given me throughout the couple of years, and we'll be reaching out to you very soon, and hopefully get in touch with Gabriel. Have you heard from him lately?
Let's see, I don't remember when the last time I talked with him, but I've got to get in touch with him. Somebody asked me about something with him again the other day, and I don't remember what it was now, but well, I do remember what it was. I'm not going to say it over radio. I'm not going to tell a lie. They have bought a house down in Anderson, and they are remodeling it. And I've got some Tyvek house wrap, and I contacted him and see if he wanted it. They're going to come get it. I don't know when, but I'll see him here in a few days, I guess, Fred.
Gary, I've got some parts I need to get to him from my amp. I know it's been a while, and it's been a struggle between me and him, and me basically having the free time to get up with him. So, yeah, if you hear him, just let me know. I'm thinking about him, and I'll get up with him very soon.
That's not a problem, and man, I got one on the test bench over here now that I'm working on. It's an old amplifier. It's a Dentron Clipperton L, and got to find some tubes for it, but I'll find them one of these days. And I saw some on eBay, and then I saw some at another place. I hadn't checked RF parts yet. I did order the caps for it. I'm gonna recap it and all of this before I ever put any power to it, because they don't look bad, but you know they've been sitting for a while and not being used, and they've taken the tubes out of it and used them in something else. So I've got one over here on the bench I'm working on. So it takes a little time, and I, like I said, I've ordered some parts. I hadn't ordered them all yet, but I got to check on those tubes.
Okay, yeah, I've got some parts I need to get to him. Some caps and such. I honestly don't know what they are. It's on the back end of the tube, so... Yeah, I've got that Yaesu 2100 that he's got, and trying to get it fixed. It's been a couple of years, and it's been a struggle between me and him having enough time and, yeah, getting everything, so.
And that, you know, I called a place the other day, and they said, oh, yeah, we can get that for you. And I said, well, how soon can I have it? And they said, well, it's been on back order for 3 months, and I said, forget it. I'll see if I can find them someplace else.
And understand that my parts are coming out of South America somewhere, and I found them. He gave me a link to eBay. I purchased them, and man, I've got such a busy lifestyle now, and you know, getting parts to him and everything like that is just, oh my God, it's just astronomical now.
That's the way it goes. But I'll let him know that you've got some things for him, and. Like I said, I may even try to call him tomorrow. I'm not going to call him this late, because if I call him this late, he'll probably think something's wrong, and I don't want him to get upset, so I'll call him tomorrow.
Gary, yeah, we're going to be clear.
And I'll give him a call here in the next day or two and try to set something up with him. I just didn't know if you had any contact with him or, you know, what was going on. So, KI4DOS is KI4, Marion.
Get over there, and if I talk with him tomorrow, I'll let him know that you've got some stuff for him, and see if I can y'all get together. But in the meantime, you and the other friend take care, and we'll talk to y'all later. 73, my friend. Let's see here. I've already submitted my net report, so we'll finish closing the net out now. This is KI4DOS, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for all those folks checked in with us. We will now return the repeater to normal amateur use. 73, good night, God bless. This is KI4DOS clear.
That's KI4, mate. Thanks for your help, buddy. Yeah, me and my son both, we've got a couple projects, and I appreciate your help. And with that, will be 73, KI4MRA.
KI4MRA, KI4DOS.